So let me start you off with a typical work week on a windjammer. Here we are. Take yourselves back to St. Martin on the Polynesia. The sun is shining. There's a balmy breeze in the air. And that piece of shit is blotting out the horizon. So I'll come up and I'll say, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Captain Sir. And I'll go on. I'll say, here we are. Windjammer, welcome, welcome, welcome. And what do we do first? We do a little history of the Caribbean. Very simple. History of the Caribbean, much better told by a fella called Mr. James A. Michener, who wrote the book Caribbean. And go and read it. But the way, if you read between the lines, basically two things happened. First thing was there was a whole bunch of Indians were chased out of South America. They were called Arawaks. And the Arawaks populated the islands of the Caribbean, closely followed by the Carib Indian. And the reason they were followed is that the Arawak was the main food source for the Carib. So the Caribs come up, munch, 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 eat, 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 ate all the Arawaks. No more Arawaks left. Caribs getting very hungry. Fortunately, Christopher Columbus showed up, 1492. He pulled into town, and the Caribs just fell in love with European cooking. Now, the Carib Indian is an interesting cannibal, because when they ate you, they simply tied you to a stake. They didn't cook you. And as the day went on and they got a little peckish, they'd go by and chop a little bit off and munch down and crunch down, and that's how the thing went until you were history and they were full up. The Carib Indian and the Europeans went at it very hard, with the Europeans winning out, and the islands were populated by the Europeans. And the various islands, here we have St. Martin, which is populated by the Dutch and the French, who didn't really fight over the island, not noted as great fighters, decided to share the island. They share the island of St. Martin. And on this side, we're going to show you the Dutch side today, this morning, and you can catch your taxis and go and see all that good stuff. On the ship here, I'm going to do this story time every morning at 8:45, and I ask you to show up because we explain a lot of stuff, local stuff, that you're not going to find in the guidebooks. So show up at 8:45, and we'll go with that. Here in St. Martin, we're going to run the launches on the half hour, get you back to the ship. Last launch is 12:30. What time is the last launch?
12:30.
Ah, there you go. So last launch is 12:30, and then we set sail. We'll play Amazing Grace. I'll fire my cannon. And I usually have a mooning party for the Fascination because they piss me off. So I get all the passengers on the port side to drop their pants. And I can just see their faces. You know, they come from Ohio, nice places like that. And they go like, what are we in for here? But it's all part of the magic we weave at Windjammer, is to take you away from what you call normal life and get a little wild and crazy. And I think people don't really grow up. They just get older. And it's nice just to do your own thing.